Good morning and welcome to Simply AI. It's Wednesday, May 1st. On today's show, we explore the balance between innovation and rights with a cooperative game theory approach to copyright management in generative AI technologies. Plus, we take a look at a groundbreaking AI paper from China that introduces TinyChart, an efficient multimodal large language model for chart understanding. This coverage and more, up next. I'm David, and you're listening to Simply AI. We start off with a new research study tackling the complex issue of copyright infringement by generative AI technologies. These AI systems can create new text, images, videos, and other media by learning from vast datasets, but this has raised concerns about the unauthorized use of copyrighted works. For more, we turn to our correspondent. What are the key copyright risks posed by generative AI?
The main issue is that generative AI models are trained on huge datasets that inevitably include many copyrighted works, like books, articles, artwork, music, and more. The AI learns patterns and styles from this training data to generate new content. But in doing so, it may be mimicking and reusing elements of those original works without permission from the copyright holders. This has the potential to infringe on the creators' exclusive rights to reproduce and adapt their work.
So how have AI developers tried to mitigate these copyright risks so far? And what are the limitations of those approaches?
Up to now, the main tactic has been to filter copyrighted material out of the AI's training data as much as possible. The idea is that if the model never sees certain copyrighted works, it can't infringe on them. But this has major drawbacks. It means leaving out a huge amount of high-quality data that could make the AI more knowledgeable and capable. It's also extremely difficult to filter datasets comprehensively, so some infringement risk always remains. Overly aggressive filtering can really limit what the AI can do.
The researchers propose a different approach using an economic framework based on cooperative game theory. Can you explain how this royalty system would work to fairly compensate copyright holders?
The key idea is to quantify how much each individual copyrighted work in the training data contributes to the AI's ability to generate new content. The researchers adapt a concept from game theory called the Shepley value. Essentially, they look at the probabilistic nature of the AI model, how it combines elements from different works to create new material. From this, they calculate the utility or value provided by each copyrighted work. The royalties are then allocated proportionally. If a given work was especially crucial for the AI's output, its copyright holder would get a larger share of the royalties. The system aims to compensate each contributor according to how useful their work was for training the AI.
The researchers tested their framework on various datasets. What did those experiments demonstrate about how this royalty model would work in practice?
The numerical experiments looked at how accurately the royalty model assesses the contributions of different data subsets to the AI's generative capabilities. For example, with a dataset of artwork, they showed the system can quantify how much the AI relies on the styles of different groups of artists. Excluding important subsets of data reduced the AI's performance. Including more data improved it. But the royalty model then allocated payments to the added copyright holders accordingly. The experiments showed the framework can trace how much each part of the training data matters for the AI's output and assign royalties to match.
What are some of the challenges the researchers acknowledged in applying this system to real generative AI?
Implementing this in the real world would be complex. The computational demands of analyzing huge datasets and calculating royalties would be significant. There's also still a lot of legal ambiguity around how copyright law should handle AI-generated content. Different legal systems may have conflicting approaches. The research emphasizes the model needs to be adaptable as laws evolve. There are also challenges in defining the relevant datasets and figuring out who actually owns the copyrights. But overall, the researchers see their framework as a promising foundation for helping AI developers collaborate with copyright holders and avoid legal risks.
It's a complex issue that will only become more pressing as generative AI technologies advance. Thank you for that explanation of this thought-provoking new research. Speaking of advancements in AI, a new breakthrough in chart comprehension is making waves in the research community. TinyChart, developed by a team of researchers from China, is demonstrating state-of-the-art performance on various benchmarks while maintaining a compact size and fast inference speeds. Here with more details is our correspondent. So tell us, what sets TinyChart apart from other chart understanding models?
TinyChart is truly a game changer in the field of automated chart comprehension. Despite having only 3 billion parameters, which is relatively small compared to other multimodal large language models, TinyChart outperforms larger models across a range of chart understanding tasks. This efficiency is achieved through innovative techniques like visual token merging, which allows the model to efficiently encode high-resolution chart images without overwhelming computational demands.
That's impressive. How does TinyChart handle the challenge of numerical calculations, which has been a stumbling block for many chart understanding models?
Great question, David. TinyChart employs a unique program of thought's learning strategy to tackle numerical calculations. By training the model to generate Python programs step by step for computation problems, TinyChart can produce accurate answers more efficiently. The researchers even curated a special dataset called ChartQA Pot to support this learning approach.
It sounds like TinyChart is not only advancing the technical capabilities of chart comprehension models, but also contributing to the broader research landscape. Can you elaborate on that?
Absolutely. TinyChart's novel approach to learning numerical calculations through a program of thought sets a new standard for future research in this domain. Additionally, the creation of the ChartQA Peapod dataset provides a valuable resource for training and evaluating chart understanding models, benefiting researchers and practitioners alike.
How does TinyChart's visual token merging technique address the challenge of efficiently encoding high-resolution chart images?
Visual token merging is a significant advancement in efficiently encoding high-resolution chart images. By aggregating similar tokens, this technique streamlines computational processes while preserving the integrity of visual data. As a result, TinyChart can handle complex chart structures with precision and accuracy, enabling users to extract meaningful insights from diverse datasets.
TinyChart's automated chart comprehension capabilities could have major implications for data analysis across industries. Thanks for the report. Next, let's look at another AI development that's making data collection more accessible. Extracting data from websites and digital documents is crucial for many businesses and researchers, but it can be time-consuming and error-prone. Traditional web scraping tools have aimed to automate this process, but they often require significant technical expertise to use effectively. Now, a new tool called ScrapeGraph AI is using large language models to make web scraping more accessible. Here with more details is our correspondent. So how exactly does ScrapeGraph AI work?
ScrapeGraph AI is a web scraping library that leverages advanced language models to interpret user queries and automatically navigate through web pages and documents to extract the requested data. Instead of requiring users to define complex rules and logic for the scraping process, ScrapeGraph AI allows them to simply describe the information they need in natural language. The tool then handles the complexities of fetching and structuring that data from various online sources.
It sounds like this could make web scraping much more accessible to non-technical users. What are some of the key benefits of using a tool like ScrapeGraph AI?
One of the main advantages is efficiency. By automating the scraping process and minimizing the need for manual input, ScrapeGraph AI can significantly reduce the time and effort required to extract data from websites and documents. This frees up users to focus more on analyzing the data and deriving insights, rather than getting bogged down in the technical details of the scraping process. The tool's use of language models also enables it to adapt to changes in website structures more easily than traditional scraping methods.
As the amount of data available online continues to grow, tools like this could become increasingly valuable. What industries or use cases do you think could benefit most from this kind of advanced web scraping capability?
Really, any field that relies heavily on data from online sources could potentially benefit. This includes areas like market research, competitor analysis, academic research, and journalism. For businesses in particular, being able to quickly and easily collect data on things like pricing, customer sentiment, and industry trends can provide a major strategic advantage. And in the research world, automated scraping tools can help accelerate the process of gathering data for large-scale analysis and meta-studies.
It will be fascinating to see how tools like ScrapeGraph AI evolve and what new applications emerge as language models and AI continue to advance. On the topic of advancing AI technology, let's shift our focus to the rapidly growing field of edge AI, which involves implementing AI algorithms and models directly on local devices, like sensors or IoT devices, at the network's periphery. This allows for immediate data processing and analysis without relying on distant cloud servers. Here to discuss the advantages and applications of edge AI is our technology correspondent. So tell us, what are some of the key benefits of running AI models on edge devices?
Edge AI offers several compelling advantages over traditional cloud-based AI. By processing data locally on the device itself, edge AI can significantly reduce latency and enable real-time analytics. This is crucial for applications like autonomous vehicles that need to make split-second decisions. Edge AI also reduces bandwidth consumption since large volumes of raw data don't need to be continuously transmitted to the cloud. Additionally, processing data locally improves security by keeping sensitive information on device and reduces costs associated with cloud infrastructure and data transmission.
How does the edge AI development process differ from traditional AI development? What are some of the key steps involved?
Developing edge AI applications involves a few key steps. First, a machine learning model is developed and trained for the specific task, just like in traditional AI development. However, the model then needs to be optimized for the constrained resources of edge devices, which typically have less processing power and memory than cloud servers. The optimized model is then integrated into an edge AI framework like PyTorch Mobile or TensorFlow Lite before being deployed to the target edge devices. Once deployed, the model can perform inference locally on the device. Remote monitoring and management of the deployed models is also an important part of the edge AI workflow.
How does edge AI compare to other AI deployment approaches like cloud AI and distributed AI? What are the trade-offs between these different paradigms?
Edge AI, cloud AI, and distributed AI each have their own strengths and weaknesses. Edge AI excels at localized, low-latency decision-making, but can be challenging to deploy and manage across diverse edge environments. Cloud AI offers more computational power, but requires data to be transmitted to external servers, which can raise privacy and security concerns. Distributed AI helps address the scalability challenges of edge AI. By coordinating task performance across multiple agents and environments, the optimal approach depends on the specific requirements and constraints of the application.
Finally, what are some of the most exciting applications of edge AI that are emerging across different industries? How is this technology driving innovation and efficiency?
Edge AI is enabling transformative applications across industries like healthcare, manufacturing, transportation, and more. Smartphones and wearable devices can use edge AI for real-time health monitoring and diagnosis. Autonomous vehicles rely on edge AI for capabilities like pedestrian detection and real-time navigation. Industrial IoT sensors with edge AI can optimize equipment maintenance and production quality in real time. By bringing intelligence to the point of data collection, edge AI is driving incredible efficiency gains and powering innovative new products and services. It's a technology that will only become more impactful in the years ahead.
Thanks for that enlightening discussion on the present and future of edge AI. We look forward to seeing how this transformative technology continues to evolve and shape our world. And with that, we wrap up our stories for today. Thanks for listening to Simply AI. We'll see you back here tomorrow.